This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 20, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today and windy, highs near 40. A Medford High School student was stabbed yesterday morning in a school bathroom and was taken to a hospital where he is reported to be in stable condition. Another student has been arrested. Last night at a school committee meeting in Medford, WFXT TV Channel 5 is reporting that parents and students expressed safety concerns in the schools. Parents were also frustrated by what they described as poor communications from school officials following the fight yesterday. The Daily Item reports that the Hawthorne-by-the-Sea restaurant property has been sold to the town of Swampscott. The town will begin a process to gather input from the community as how best to utilize the property. In Marblehead, officials are working to strengthen that town's waterfront with a number of projects. This is Town Administrator Thatcher Keezer.
Marblehead has received grant money to do a study of the sort of hazard mitigation planning for the waterfront. And so it's done a series of plans and public meetings moving forward. And it's advanced to, I guess, it's the third stage where it's looking at specific projects, designing specific projects to make the harbors more resilient to rising sea waters.
Our website will be posting a complete interview today with Keezer covering additional Marblehead news. Lynn is looking to build a new Pickering Middle School. Last night, the building committee announced a new site for the proposed school. The Daily Item is reporting Magnolia Park has been selected. The park is off Magnolia Avenue, not far from the Sisson School and the current Pickering School. Last week, Lynn selected Dr. Yvonne Alvarez to be the district's new superintendent of schools. Alvarez is currently the chief academic officer for the Providence Public School System. This week, our website is delivering a multi-part feature on this podcast featuring Dr. Alvarez. Today, now in her 27 years in education, she shares her most rewarding moment.
I have to say, there obviously as educators, I've had, we all, and I have had many moments that are rewarding, but the most rewarding, I have to say, seeing a class, when I became a high school principal in 2012, and implemented a number of changes in collaboration with students, expanding access to advanced academics, advanced placement courses, dual enrollment courses in CORE because it was a visual and performing arts high school. That moment when those students were graduating in 2017, 4 years later, right, and all the work that we had done together to expand all of those offerings was probably one of the most rewarding experiences that I had.
Alvarez was speaking at her school committee interview held last week. And it's not too late to contribute to the North Shore Toy Drive, an annual event that benefits area children and families and is spearheaded by Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. For the first time in decades, the drive is no longer on local radio, but is now web-based, as Senator Tarr explains.
So we had to transition this year into a little bit different format, which is web-based, but I'm so pleased to say that KPN Web Design stepped up to the plate and did provide, on a volunteer basis, an incredible website that I hope folks are going to visit, because when you go to that website, you will see not only a listing of all of the charities that we're working with, all the way stretching from Lynn to the New Hampshire border, you will find information about each of them, and if the charities themselves have a website, there's a link there that you can click on and go right to the charity's website and make a donation. You can also send them something in by postal mail. But there's a variety of charities, and depending on where you live, you can find one that's near you and that's serving your neighbors and you for that matter. So that's part of the website. But the other part of the website, Rick, are interviews with folks that have historically been partners in the Toy Drive. And so over the last couple of weeks, I've been traveling around, as we often would be doing this time of year, and doing interviews with public officials and with local businesses.
That's State Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester. Bill Newell on sports is next with local scores and much more from last night.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And on behalf of my brothers, Michael and Jack, and all of us who work at Moynihan Lumber, I want to wish all of those listening a very Merry Christmas.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Carolina Panthers last night 7-3. Bruins' Patrice Bergeron saying the Bees still really aren't playing their best hockey yet.
Right now, we're not playing good hockey, and we got to get back. And I think it's, and we said it on the bench, I think it's get yourself back. So simplify is always the easy word, but I think it's easy to squeeze and panic, and but I think when you take a breath and you realize that, you know, we're still up, but, you know, we got to be better. It's good.
Bruins host Winnipeg on Thursday. The Celtics host the Pacers Wednesday. Boys high school basketball from last night. Lynn Tech 62, Saga 61. Jaden Welch with 17 points for Tech. Girls basketball, Saugus over Triton 41-25. Ipswich beat Gloucester 42-27. And Danvers beat Salem Academy 52-40. Boys hockey, Amesbury 5, Beverly 2. Girls hockey, Billerica 6, Gloucester nothing. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. From all of us at MSONewsSports.com, have a safe and happy holiday season. We are the North Shore's multimedia source for news and sports. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7. North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, posting on Thursdays. Our connections feature spotlight interviews. And of course, North Shore Today, a daily information multimedia magazine powered by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.